This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Marty in the Morning with Danone Danacol. Tune into a tasty way to help lower your cholesterol. Trust Danone Danacol with plant sterols. A delicious way to start every day.
Now to 10 o'clock. Do you know that Claudia Boyle is in front of me? That shook you now. You thought I'd be here on my own of a Monday in the rain. No, Claudia Boyle has arrived. Claudia, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you in here. Now, I better explain something very quickly. You are involved with the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra, aren't you?
Yes.
On Friday?
This Friday, yes. At 8 o'clock.
Yes.
In the evening.
Yes. And what is it you're doing?
Well, I'm performing several arias with the orchestra. Actually, they've been very kind to let me sing whatever I want.
So, have they?
Yes, they did. They asked me what I would like to sing.
I don't think they do that for everybody.
Well, hopefully
I just thought you should know that.
So I'm singing seven arias.
Really?
Yeah, seven big arias. And they're all very, very popular. Some very well known, some less well known. But they're all beautiful.
But it's very good, isn't it, to blend the two, to give... In other words, some very well known because people love that. And
oh, yes.
Enjoy.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Then throw in a few other ones that kind of
absolutely. Fall. That's what I kind of like doing. I mean, obviously, I'm singing things that I would love to hear myself. And then also, yeah, it's great to put in something that is less well known and introduce it to people.
We're lucky to have you because by the looks of things, you're going to be disappearing very shortly away from us.
Yeah, I've been busy enough. I mean, since December of this year, I've been in Rome, then Madrid, then Holland, then Berlin and then back to Rome. So it's been kind of busy and I'm going to Chicago in August.
And not forgetting Wexford Opera.
Yeah, Wexford Opera last year was great. It was wonderful. It's such a great festival to be involved in.
Are you going to be there this year?
No, not this year.
Fine, well, I'm not going there.
RTÉ Lyric FM, proud winner as New York Festival's International Broadcaster of the Year.
Now, 19 minutes to 10 o'clock and in the company, as we are this morning, of Claudia Boyle. Not only is she with me, but she will be with the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra for their summer evening season. That is next Friday at the National Concert Hall.
Friday, yeah.
And now, listen, let's talk a bit about you before we play any music. Firstly, you're from Dublin.
Yes.
How young did you start to be the singer that you are?
God, well, I actually did. I studied cello in college and there was two singers in my year and I always kind of wanted to do what they were doing. Mm. And yeah, even in concerts and stuff like that, and I'd be playing cello in the pit and I just wanted to be on the stage.
I'm not staying in the
pit,
you
say. Yes, the pit is not for me.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, I just said to, I was always doing singing part time. And then halfway through, I said to my teacher, God, I think I want to do this full time. So right. I finished out my degree and then I did a master's in voice.
So how young were you when you started to sing at, I won't say this level because that's unfair, but when it started to be obvious.
When it started to be, God, maybe 22, 23. Yeah.
So that's about a year ago looking.
I wish, Marty.
well, it would appear so. It would appear so. I'm going to get my eyes checked. No, I'm right. I am actually right. Tell me what you did in Wexford, because you're reprising something on Friday, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah. The opera in Wexford was called Le Cœur de Célimène. Yes. And the character I played was Célimène. Yes. And she's a great character because she's very strong. She's very good fun to play because she just picks men up and drops them as she pleases. And plenty of men do that, so it's great for a woman to do it too. And the aria is
and complaints to this number.
Okay. Yeah. But the aria is wonderful and it's actually wonderful music, and I'm surprised it wasn't more popular in its day, but it's beautiful music. And then there's a big cabaletta section where there's loads of vocal fireworks. It's very exciting as well.
Yeah.
So it's a great part.
It's lovely that you're able to do this now with the National Symphony Orchestra in a kind of a big setting and everything.
Yeah.
And then take off, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fact that you're taking off and you're going off, and because you don't just do one particular type, you bouncing around various styles, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's what was kind of important to me in this concert. I wanted it to be, you know, a balanced program and not just all of the one kind of thing. So so I start with Handel, then there's Mozart, then I'm doing some bel canto, some Bellini. I'm also doing, what else am I doing?
Oh, Bellini. Isn't he the man from Sicily?
Sicily, yeah.
Italian. Well, I think he was.
I think so. Yes. Yeah, beautiful music. I mean, his writing is just gorgeous.
When you, I just noticed that there's a review the Irish Times said when you were at Wexford. They said that you were one of the real stars of the evening, coolly commanding. That's what it said. Gaelic Manny. Fluttering. You flutter, apparently, on stage, yes.
Yeah.
With gratefully through acrobatic demands.
Yeah.
And the Guardian said you excelled in the vertiginous flounces.
Oh, that's very nice.
I don't know a fellow who could do that. So that's quite something, isn't it? Sparkling
yeah.
as a flight. So the reviews have been fantastic and really strong.
The reviews were great, yeah.
And now it seems that you're on your way to many other things, which we can talk about in a moment.
Great.
But listen, we have a little piece of Rigoletto here from Verdi's Rigoletto, Caranome.
Yes, it's the Aria Caranome. I'm singing that on Friday. It's probably one of the most beautiful arias.
We don't have you on
in the repertoire.
We don't have you on. Have you recorded yet?
No, not yet. But hopefully soon. I do plan to do some recording very soon.
Looking at me like a girl who already has a deal, I expect.
You're listening to Marty in the Morning on 96 to 99 RTE Lyric FM.
For Rigoletto there, it's like Desert Island Discs where the music fades in and out all over the shop. It's wonderful. For Rigoletto, that's Sumi Joe and the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra. And that'll be you.
That'll be me on Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
So no smoking that day, I suspect.
No, absolutely not.
You must be very disciplined, are you? You must be very disciplined.
Yeah,
I mean, to be at this level.
I am, yeah. You have to be. If I kind of go out for a big night and, you know, have a couple of cocktails,
sure.
you can't really sing. I mean, you can sing the next day, but I mean, how well would be the question?
I think, most of the really famous singers, no matter what the genre, it seems to me, if they did, in the old days, smoke or take a drink or whatever, they wouldn't do it prior to events.
No.
They would stop some weeks beforehand or whatever,
absolutely,
touring,
yeah.
So that they were hopefully as fresh a voice as they possibly could.
Yeah.
So you've got to mind the
you
instrument.
You do. I mean, that's your kind of, you know, those two vocal folds are your,
yes,
they're your livelihood, so you
absolutely
have to look after them.
Now, listen, tell me about this work with Mooty that you've been involved in. This is quite exciting.
I was on the Young Artist Programme
in
the Salzburg Opera Festival. It was 2010, and I did an audition for him there, and it went well. So he cast me in a Mercadante opera called Di Due Figaro, and that was this year. And then he's also cast me as the lead role in next year's production in Teatro Real in Madrid.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, yeah, it's wonderful. He's very charismatic. He's very good. I mean, actually, the first time I saw him conduct, I was dying to see, because I'd never seen him, and he's so famous. And he really does live up to, you know, he's so good. His musical instinct is just so, it's really, really contagious when you see him, and the orchestra respond to him so well, and he really does create wonderful music.
But you see, there are people like Riccardo Muti, Zubin Mehta, there are various people who are just so fantastic when you see them on stage and create an atmosphere and
really
also
does
command the room. Maestro, hey, there's a reason why.
There is a reason why,
so that's fantastic. So look, after Friday, when we can't afford to see you anymore, which is at the National Concert Hall, you'll be doing that work with Riccardo Muti. And what else will you be up to?
Well, I go to Chicago in August to do my first Queen of the Night in the Magic Flute. So that is something I'm really, really looking forward to. The Queen of the Night is obviously a very famous role. You know, you get to play a lot of victims and, you know, impoverished characters in opera. So it's great to play a villain, actually. There aren't too many villain females. And so it's wonderful to get to play that. Yeah.
And who? What company are you with when you're doing that over there?
Oh, it's Chicago Opera Theatre.
Right. So does that mean that you auditioned for that, or did Riccardo make a phone call? How does that work?
They actually heard me in Wexford Festival
last
year and then asked me to do it. Yeah.
Isn't that, Wexford Opera Festival, that's the one.
Well, it's a very renowned festival,
I have to say.
Even when I'm in Rome or Berlin, everybody knows about the Wexford Festival, which is great. It's great that we have that. And
it's hugely popular and greatly respected. And the fact is, the fact that you were heard there is fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
it
wonderful.
Is. I'm very proud to be part of it.
Good for you. Well, the thing is now not to forget at Wexford and to come back from time to time.
Oh, I will. Absolutely, yeah.
They asked me to say, just in case there was any bother. Now, listen, on Friday you are, now you mentioned Bellini, there'll be all manner of things in there, but there's also a bit of Bernstein. There's a bit of a bit of something else, Candide.
I just love this. I played this in, the part in Rome in January.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was great. You know, it's wonderful music and it's so much fun. And, you know, it's just, the music is so exciting. Like the overture of Candide is probably one of the most exciting pieces. And, you know, when it's playing, you're just filled with just such excitement when it's about to start. And it's a great part as well. It's very good fun, you know, and you really get to play play with all these different kind of things, and you get to play off to the audience, and then you get all these, I mean, Glitter and Briguet is one of the probably most difficult coloratura arias as well. There's, you know, so many vocal acrobatics in it, and you basically get to kind of show off as much as possible.
Yeah, well, for sure, absolutely. And really perform it.
Yeah,
and really perform
it,
which is fantastic. Well, now, let me just remind you, lads, it's actually called Love Songs from Home and Heart. Mm-hmm. Is that your
No, it wasn't, I'll be honest.
Who came up with that one? That's a nice title.
Yeah, it is.
And but it's Handel, it's Verdi, it's Mozart, it's all manner of things they're going to have for the full night. It's the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra. Courtney Lewis is the conductor, who's very fine as well.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, it's Claudia Boyle, who will be there, the soprano, on the evening. See her while you can. Because you could end up having to travel to Verona or somewhere to see you next time.
Fingers crossed.
Well, we'll be there in Verona if you went up there. Don't worry. We do an outside broadcast. Listen, Claudia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And a reminder, that is on Friday. Oh, look, the Wexford Opera have been on. Crikey, they don't miss a trick. Look at them. Wexford Opera, like a flash. Look, say hello from all the Wexford Opera gang. You're back in July. Did you know that?
Oh yeah,
did
well
you not know?
I'm doing. No, I did know that. I mean,
I know.
I'm doing
you
a
got
recital
carried away
there. I'm doing a recital
with the Glitter and Briguet business. You got
yes, there's all
away.
This talk of Bernstein. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
You're turning up. You're there on the 25th of July in St. Tiberius.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm doing actually a recital there. Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth Rose Brown.
Thanks
asked
for reminding me.
Brilliant. And Marie Madsen says we heard Claudia sing in the concert hall a couple of years back as part of a show singing the arias from La Bohème. And we said that she was one to watch.
Oh, now, that's very nice. Thank
see,
you very much.
It's all true.
Thank
now,
you.
You be glad. I was going to say glad to be gay. Please don't take that the wrong way. Glitter and be gay. You're a pleasure. And I wish you the very best, Claudia Boyle. Thank you so much for joining us today. And good luck. And reminder, lads, it's Friday, next Friday, 8 o'clock, NCH, Love Songs from Home and Heart with the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra.
You're listening to Marty in the Morning on 96-99 RTÉ Lyric FM.
Thanks for downloading from RTÉ Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.